It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Think back to the last first date you ever went on. Probably would have been with your husband, right?
Yes.
Not count your boyfriend. Think back to the last first date you ever went on. And do you remember what you did?
First date with him, we went to Sapporo.
So you went out to eat?
Yes, went out to eat, and he tells me this life story, and I'm like in tears. And yeah, it was a crazy first. I learned a lot about him the first date.
So,
and then, yeah, it was good.
So that worked out for you. I remember my first date with my wife. It was, I guess, officially the first date because we had gone out as, quote, friends to a party before that. But we were not seeing each other at that point or even, like, really considering that. But the first date that we had gone on, I grabbed a six-pack of beer and we went down and talked by the river. So
that's when things changed.
It was just a hey, what do you want to do? I was like, hey, why don't I grab a six pack of beer and we get down by the river? And she was like, sounds great, let's do it. And so that's what we did.
And then did you ask her to be your girlfriend?
I think that's though what we both have considered the first date.
Okay.
So, but I bring all that up to say that the whole dinner, it worked out for you, but now they're saying that might be too intense for a first date setting.
So they say like get drinks or you know, something. The coffee or something like that.
Well, I'll tell you I'll tell you what is almost like recommended as the a first date type of activity here in just a sec. But the dinner dates where, you know, you're looking directly at one another could subconsciously signal confrontation and awkwardness and things like
dinner
that.
Dinner is a confrontation now?
They're just saying looking at each other and relying on one another, you know, in that first date sort of setting, can be awkward, confrontational, things like that. However, obviously it didn't do that for you.
No, if you're attracted to each other and you're vibing, I mean, it's great. You have food, hopefully it's tasty food in front of you, and it's a way to really get to know somebody because you have to talk.
The recommended activity for a first date is going for a walk.
Going for a walk. Oh, okay.
Walking with someone is a form of parallel play where you don't necessarily have to make physical content or physical contact. You can enjoy walking next to someone and you're not necessarily needing to fill each moment with conversation. So that's what they are, like saying now is the best activity for a first date.
Interesting. Okay. Hopefully you don't get sweaty.
I mean, I could see how that could be a thing. But I could also see where it's like, all right, let's go, you know, go get some dinner and then maybe go for a walk afterwards or, you know, something like that.
Yes, but then again, you're being aggressive at dinner.
Well, I again, Kelly,
and that's,
you
apparently
know,
a no-no.
This wasn't a thing for you. It wasn't really a thing for me either. But again, we're talking about first dates with our spouses. So obviously it worked out. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a first date that didn't work out with someone who didn't work out. So I don't know if you could remember back on another first date with someone who you didn't end up marrying, but I don't remember any of those.
Isn't that weird? I remember zero other first dates.
You blocked them all out. They're all just a distant past.
Oh, wait a second. I remember one with Tim.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. He was crazy. But we had fun. Uh-huh. We went out dancing. I was visiting my sister because he lived in Michigan when my sister lived there. And so he was a coworker of my sister's, and he and this other guy, and then my sister and I, we went out like clubbing mm-hmm. and went dancing. And Tim was the kind of guy that he like knew everybody in that joint by the time we left. Like he was just one of those personalities that owns the room. That was fun, but it's not a very good way to like get to know somebody.
Well, and you know what? You mentioned something when you were out on your first date with your husband and uh-huh. how he was just like unloading it all and everything.
Yeah.
And that is actually a hot trend now in dating, is embracing your cringe. And you know, and in a sense, your husband was just like bearing it all, kind of like
this is me.
Getting all that cringy stuff out of the way. Like, uh-huh. hey, this is me, whatever. And he wasn't trying to be like cool or put on a front or whatever. He was just like, hey, this is who I am. And
he was laying the cards on the table. Here you go.
That worked. So
this is my hand. I was fascinated because it was so different from the way I grew up.
Yeah.
So yeah,
right.
It worked. I was mesmerized. It was great conversation. I was like, I want to know more.
Yeah, for sure. So embrace the cringe, go on a walk and have fun on that first date. All right, feel good story. Kelly.
So there is a way you can win some Taylor Swift tickets for her indie show next November and help out a great local organization. Gilda's Club is doing this big Wigs event, and they've got some pretty amazing raffle prizes. This is one of them. So one of the associate board members and 21-year cancer survivor, Kinsey Morrison, who's only 27 years old, by the way, had this idea for a great way to raise some money. So if you don't know what Gilda's Club does in town, they provide emotional and social support to adults and kids dealing with cancer. Mm. They've served more than 12,000 people living with 60 different types of cancer. So Kinsey knew getting her hands on some Taylor Swift tickets would help raise some money big time. So she had all of her friends try for a chance to buy them, including her 81-year-old Auntie Anne. Mm. And guess who got the code?
Auntie Anne.
So she bought them. These are VIP front row of section 218 tickets. They were purchased and donated to Gilda's Club for the raffle. So winners are going to be drawn at the annual Wigs event, but you don't have to be there. You can actually buy a chance of these online or chances. And we've got the event info, how to buy a shot at those tickets for $50. And then if you want to go to the event, you can buy the tickets there, too. And all proceeds benefit Gilda's Club.
Cool.
It's up at WDJX.com on Facebook, and we tweeted it.
The Hunger Games is actually going to be returning to theaters. So that's kind of cool. You know, we'll get to see Jennifer Lawrence again on the big screen in The Hunger Games. Special two-night engagement in October in celebration of the release of Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. That is the, like, prequel to the Hunger Games. You know, that's when you see, what is it, President Snow, like as a participant in the Hunger Games himself and stuff like that.
Creating
the actual Hunger Games and stuff like that. Anyways, the sequel is going to be on November 17th, so that's kind of cool. But yeah, Hunger Games set to be returned to theaters there in October. And then, you know, I was talking about the whole Taylor Swift thing. We are working on a way for you to get some tickets for that for a local theater. So details on that coming up. A little party with the Eras Tour party and Taylor Swift movie that's coming out October 13th. And we'll have ways for you to get a ticket, tickets to our party there. So be listening for those details on the way on 99.70JX. All right, let's get to this phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Jack says, hey, Ben and Kelly, it's my buddy Tom's birthday, and I didn't get him a present, but I know how much he can't stand social media culture, so I thought maybe you could have some fun with that. Also, let him know it's from me, so he knows I got him a, quote, present, LOL.
What a friend. So Robert Hassenpepper's needing to call Tom at his job, right? He forgot to pay his premium, but it gets a little awkward because it's clear Robert is more focused on something else.
Uh-oh.
A.K.A. social media.
Oh, no.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Thank you for calling Church. This is Tom. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm sorry. You said your name was Tom?
Yes, this is Tom speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Tom. It's Robert Hassenpepper. I think I forgot to pay my premium this month. Is that something that we can take care of here? You can look up for me?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. Do you have your account number in front of you?
Oh, hang on a second. I just picked up my Starbucks order. I have to Instagram it, or it didn't happen, am I right?
What?
Okay. If you just tell me your name, I can start looking up your...
Well, I don't have that information in front of me right now. Could I DM it to you on the Twitter or something? Would that be possible?
DM? Sorry? What, the last name and your social, or the last four of your social, I can start with that.
Well, hang on a quick second. I got to tweet this out. insurance guy giving me the runaround. Hashtag give me a break.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. How about? All right. Let's start over. I can do your name, phone number. You can start with your address.
Are you following me on the Twitter? It's at Mr. Hossenpants.
I know. I'm not following. I'm first of all, I'm not following you. Second of all, what?
Well, I guess you could just look me up on LinkedIn or something like that.
I don't even know what LinkedIn is. Just give me your damn name, please. What is your name? What is your last name? What is your last name and your phone number?
Hang on a second. I got to tweet something real quick.
No, stop tweeting.
Does anyone ever grow up thinking, I want to be an insurance guy?
This is a complete waste of my time.
Hang on a second. I just need to post another pic of this latte on my story. Oh, my gosh.
Sir, are you actually calling about your account?
Don't you just love the look of a fresh latte? Work of art.
Take your time at Starbucks and call back when you're prepared with your account number and any information that's relevant to your case here.
Well, maybe I should just text your buddy Jack for help.
As long as I get the information.
Tom, your buddy Jack set you up for a phone tap for your birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX. He was telling us how anti-social media you are.
Nice job. Yeah, no, I... Yeah, I sort of recognize about half of those terms.
Well done.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Infuriating, isn't it? Infuriating. Just give me your dang name. Do you know your name?
Hang on. Can you believe this guy on the phone with me? LOL.
But I'm totally wanting to follow Mr. Hossenpants.
Hossenpants. All this latte content, that's what you'll get with me.
I'll sign up for the Twitter just to follow him.
All right, there you go. That's your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We have the weekly missed connections where we scour the internet, we find people searching for love, and we recreate them on the way. Before that, an update that takes a turn.
What? All right.
A setting the bar update.
Oh.
A setting the bar story we had yesterday for you. That's part of the update.
Okay.
99.7 DJX coming up. So by now you've probably heard of the missing F-35 story. It's a military jet went missing. The pilot ejected. The plane went down. No one knows where it is, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was just like, how do you lose an F-35?
Right, for sure. Exactly. Well, now we have an eyewitness, all right? I guess it's a guy who lives in that rural part of South Carolina where he went when it went down, when he heard what we now know is the crash of this unmanned F-35. His name is Randolph White. This from WBTW News.
I had a chance to talk to a man who lives out here. He told me he actually heard the plane as it was flying past his house and crashing nearby.
All right, we're going to get to hear Randolph.
I was in the bathroom taking a shave.
All right, so he was in the bathroom taking a shave.
Taking a shave. Got it.
Get ready, guys. Get ready.
I was a little nervous. I was going to say something other than shave.
That is true.
Right?
All right, so Randolph is in the bathroom. He's taking a shave.
And I heard a screeching, between a screech and a whistle.
All right. So then he heard a screeching noise, something between a screeching and a whistle.
Uh-huh.
Are we going to get to hear Randolph describe this noise?
He should probably do that.
I said, what in the world is this?
Oh, my God.
Randolph, buddy, what did it sound like again?
Oh.
I thought, what in the world is this?
I thought it was like a Taylor Swift screaming goat, but nope.
You know what? You bring up a great point. How about the Randolph version?
Yeah.
Of I Knew You Were Trouble.
I think it's going to fit.
Works.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, Randolph, he hears the jet go down.
And I heard, boom, in my whole house. Yo. Must what's it, a meteorite come out of space or something?
Yeah, I mean, this guy is an absolute gem of a human being.
Oh, they found the right guy to talk to.
Delivering
for sure.
The news we all needed from the missing F-35 fighter jet.
I saw that between a screech and a whistle.
What was it again?
What was that? I think he needs a button that will live
shoot.
On. Just for whenever we need him.
Randolph.
Yeah.
That is the update for yesterday's Setting the Bar story, where we told you about the missing F-35 jet. Now we know what the sound was.
Yeah.
As it was going down, courtesy of Randolph White, who's retired from his job at the paper mill there in South Carolina.
I said, what in the world is this?
What in the world is this? Yes. I mean, wow.
Oh, so brilliant.
A couple of things. Did he finish his shave without, like, cutting his face? Because I bet he was pretty startled. B, they still didn't actually found the plane. We just found Randolph, who heard the plane, right?
We found remnants of the plane. We found debris.
Oh, okay.
We found debris. All right.
And again, the pilot is fine. The pilot ejected.
Yeah.
He's stable, recovering. That's good.
Yeah. But again, okay. I think the best part of this is the fact that we get the Randolph version of I Knew You Were Trouble.
A backup singer credit for that? I feel like we do.
There you go. There's your Setting the Bar update on 99.7 DJX. Oh. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. I don't know if you saw this on Ed Sheeran's Instagram page yesterday, but apparently part of his Autumn Variations album, which he announced, he's doing surprise pop-up gigs in fans' houses.
And he's recording.
Yeah, he's recording these in their own houses.
Okay, wait. Yeah.
Here we go. Turn your hot bath, fill it up with bubbles.
I haven't played this in so many years.
Shut it.
Maybe you're lovable, and maybe you're my snowflake. And your eyes turn from green to gray in the winter hours.
Could you imagine? Ed walks into your house and is like, hey, you have something to play? And just record something.
Yeah, it's like each song is recorded in a different fan's living room. And it was like a total surprise. There's one of the fans, Carrie. He saw a piano in her house and she asked if I could play. And I was like, not really, but I kind of play. So here he played Wake Me Up.
Nice.
Yes. That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'll tell you that dude is doing things that other pop stars just aren't doing.
No, but you know what? I think he does take a cue from, like, Taylor in the, because remember when Taylor had fans to her house to do album listening.
Yeah,
so she's done like lots of things. And
You're
then she would like Taylor on her, you know, fan social media and send them personalized gifts and show up and surprise them. So, yeah, I think the two of them,
they get it
to their connection with their fans. Like, nobody else is doing this kind of stuff. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, love that stuff. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
Okay, so maybe back in April, you heard about this red carpet premiere that happened in Gordon, Indiana, for a new movie that was filmed in Louisville and in Southern Indiana. It's called I Can.
Mm-hmm.
It's an inspirational new movie about a Lanesville softball player, Caitlin Pavey. She was born with one arm and overcame the odds to become an All-American college softball star.
I think I found the best play I've seen in a long time.
Wait, is this the girl with one arm? People already look at me differently. Why didn't God stop that?
I know lately it feels like you've been on the losing streak. Maybe all of us, huh?
You can't keep living your life like God is punishing you.
You carry so much burden on your shoulders that you clearly can't handle.
God don't make mistakes. He's got a plan in all of this. He always does.
Sounds good, right? And so it opens this Friday.
Cool.
Yeah. Tyler Sansom is a pastor in Gordon, Indiana. He directed the movie. This is his first nationwide theatrical release.
Mm-hmm.
They filmed it in Gordon, New Albany, and Louisville. Features local actors, Amanda Verkamp and Jeff Armstrong.
Nice.
National actors, too. It's up for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Supporting Actor at the International Christian Film Festival, and it's already won some awards at the Florida Faith and Family Film Festival. We've got all the info about show times and all that good stuff. You can see the trailer at WDJX.com.
If you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Hi there. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for reaching out to us. I appreciate that. Will you kind of tell us and explain what's been going on?
Okay. So I've been with my boyfriend, Alan, for about like 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we've kind of been in this rut lately, like spinning our wheels and nothing's really moving forward. So I told him I needed a break to kind of figure some stuff out.
Mm.
So like, honestly, he was pretty shocked and he said he would do whatever I needed. But now it's been 2 very long weeks, and I'm kind of dying to talk to him.
Mm.
I don't know. Now I know he's the one, and it doesn't matter how long it takes for us to take the next step. I just know I want to be with him.
Okay, so maybe that's what you needed for clarity.
Yeah, I was going to say, but now you're probably nervous that it's like you are on a break.
Maybe he figured out, you know what, this is better.
Yeah, that's kind
of... Exactly, yeah. And Kelly, I know you said before that you and your husband broke up a while before and ended up back together.
Yeah, we were apart for like 8 months. But then as soon as we got back together, it's like we knew it was on and we were engaged a few months later, married 8 months later. So like sometimes that's what it takes to figure it out.
Have you heard anything from him? Like has there been any contact between you and he?
No, I haven't heard like a peep from him in the whole 2 weeks. So now I'm scared he's realized maybe he's like happier without me. He hasn't been fighting at all to get me back.
Okay. Well, maybe he's just thinking, you know, she said she needed space. So I'm trying to give her the space. So maybe he's over there hoping you're going to figure it out and come back. But I understand your fear that it might be the other way too, that there is a possibility for that too.
It's scary because I haven't heard anything, so it could be completely either or.
Now, I don't want to freak you out any more than you already are, but I remember when I was proposing to my wife, I did it on April Fool's Day, and I told her I was going to break up with her. And the second before I actually opened my mouth to do the, quote, bit, I thought to myself, what if she says, you know what?
You're right.
I do too. Yeah, exactly. So,
oh my God.
I know. Yes, but let's not talk about me. This isn't about that, Allie. I mean, do you want us to like call him? Do you want us to like try to like bridge this for you?
I feel like the ball is in your court. You have got to reach out back to him. And I feel like if you don't, if you just leave it up to him and then he just never does and then... miscommunication, I think, is going to be the end of your relationship. So you've got to reach out.
Yeah, I'm just nervous about that. I'm scared like I might have ruined the best thing in my life. And I don't know if I want to like throw him on the radio and like put all his stuff out there.
Okay. Do you want us to call him and kind of prep him off the air, just asking kind of like feeler questions?
Well, why don't we talk to him off the air, see how it goes, and then if it goes okay, then we can air it. But if it doesn't, then we can just tell everybody then what happens. Just go back into the bushes. Just go back in the bushes and hide. Like Homer Simpson. I don't know.
We didn't get a response, Allie. I mean, he never picked up the phone, so I don't know. I don't know what happened. Sorry, we're joking, Allie. We know it's your feelings.
No, but we could do this off the air. Yeah, I totally get that you don't want to sucker punch him on the air because that could be a whole other layer.
What do we tell people if...
Listen, this is her life. It's not just about our show. I mean, it is a little bit.
It is a little bit about that, but and look, Allie, I do appreciate you calling and letting us talk to you about this. And I'm actually very excited at the prospect of calling your on a break boyfriend.
Let's just do it off the air first. Let's get it in the bag and then see how it plays out, and then we'll make our editorial decision about the show part. After that.
Okay. All right. Allie, so here, do you mind hanging on while we do this?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
I'm sitting here thinking, you know, 2 weeks isn't a long time in the grand scheme of things.
Well, that's all she needed, though, to figure it out.
I guess. Bethany says via text, the outcome is going to be whatever is going to be regardless. You've got to call him. Corey says, Kelly, that's not good radio.
Listen. I'm trying to find a happy medium to make her feel comfortable about it. And also, not like, what if he reacts badly to being put on blast, right? And makes it worse. I'm just trying not to make it worse.
Another text that says, so she is worried that the dude is doing exactly what she asked.
When you say it like that.
I mean, she said she needed space. He's like, all right, here's space. Now she's like, it's too much space.
Right. Yes. And she's like, why is he fighting for me? It's like, well, you asked him not to.
You asked him. She is still on hold, by the way. So
okay. We're going to work it out. Let's just call him off the air and see how that goes. And then
All right. But seriously, like, what if he doesn't? Okay. All right. We'll figure that out.
We're going to cross that bridge once we see how that goes.
We'll play a couple songs. We'll try to get Allie.
Might be more. Depends on how it goes.
On the phone. In the middle of group therapy, Allie came to us because she's not sure she should reach back out to her boyfriend since they've been taking a break. Like, he's not made any contact or tried at all to get back in touch with her since their break. So she's like, how long does she wait? Does she reach out first? It's kind of killing her.
Like, you know what? He's giving you the space that you asked for, which is not a bad thing.
No, that's not a bad
thing. If you want the space to be done, it's up to you. Ball's in your court.
Yeah, so we offered our services as a show and as a public servant to reach out to him to see what was up.
Been a Fast and Furious couple songs.
It really has. Is this Alan? Good morning. Hello.
Yeah. What's going on?
Hi, Alan. We're Ben Davis and Kelly Kay. And
thank you for answering a strange number.
Yes. And I do realize that you had signed up for tickets to the Louisville Bats, and we'll get to that here in just a moment. And you're probably thinking, oh, hey, great. You know, they're calling. We're gonna give you some tickets. Yay! Before we get to that, I know this is very awkward. We want to ask you about something.
Well, we want to ask, like, who would you take? You got four tickets. What? Who are you going to take? Do you have, like, a significant other?
I was probably thinking of taking some of my boys just because, I don't know. I had a girlfriend, but that's sort of a little bit on hold right now. So I'm not, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to bring my boys. It'll be good.
Tell me a little bit about this person that's on hold, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Allie is her name. We haven't talked in a couple of weeks.
Do you want to talk to her?
I honestly don't know right now. I mean, you know, I mean, I do. I do want to talk to her. It just feels like it's, you know, I don't know. I don't know when I'm going to pick up the phone and do it.
Okay, what if we already did that?
What?
Would you be okay with talking to Allie, say, if we had her on hold?
Right now, you guys have her on hold?
Yeah, full transparency. She contacted us because she wants to talk to you and she was scared. So we were trying to be the middleman. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like she's already here, so.
Listen, we'll just, you guys can like talk and we'll just stay back here in the back of the room and just let you kids work it out.
Hey, Allie, go ahead. Allen.
Hey, babe. So.
Hi.
I was
babe
really
is interesting.
I didn't,
2 weeks.
I didn't know if you wanted to hear from me. So I messaged Ben and Kelly to get their advice. And so now here we are. But these past 2 weeks have been really eye-opening and just kind of showed me that you are my person and I don't like my life without you in it. So I'm hoping we can get back our life together.
Wow. Okay. I've been waiting to hear from you. The last 2 weeks have been kind of crap without you.
Really?
I mean, I was just trying to give you the space. And I've been pretty miserable too, this is great.
You just didn't think that you would be put on the spot by Ben and Kelly.
No,
this was unexpected.
No,
I get it.
Yeah, I'm kind of in shock about that. So
I was honestly scared. I want to see you.
Yay.
Okay, so I'm feeling like this is good. We're feeling happy about this, right?
Yeah.
Is this good?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm relieved too. I thought this was going to go in the opposite direction. My anxiety's been so bad.
Oh my God. Well,
my anxiety's kind of through the roof right now.
Yeah,
too.
I was going to say, if you felt my armpits right now, I have sweat rings. So, yay, Alan, congratulations on winning the tickets. And
yeah, that's good. Yay, you're a prize winner.
Are those
yay.
Real?
Yeah, no, they yeah, are. Yeah. They're real. This isn't just a big setup stunt sort of thing. But yeah, no, we've got the tickets.
We're going to follow through on that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And Allie, you've got your answer. And we'll
you two continue the conversation. I think you got a lot more to talk about.
Yeah, and thank you, Allie, for reaching out to us. And Alan, Allie, we wish nothing but the best for you guys.
Thank you guys so much.
Amazing.
Yay.
Why are you immediately playing that music? Why are you doing this? It's already awkward enough.
Because you know that first time after a break is always special.
Stop it. I mean, Cindy from Simpsonville, she's like, darn it, Ellen and Allie got me crying on the Watterson. Like, this is like The Notebook. But they're younger. And that's good.
Yeah.
Yay!
Well, that's good. That could have been some very awkward. It did get a little awkward. I got to be honest, when...
Well, I felt bad for him because, again, he was put on the spot. He went from like, oh, I'm on Bats tickets.
That,
so,
and
what?
It didn't sound like...
my girlfriend on?
I know. And I feel kind of weird about, like... doing that to him, and he didn't sound like he was all in first.
His tone changed because he was at first like he was defensive and a little mad. You could tell he was hurt.
And then he was like, oh, she's on the phone, all right.
but then he heard like what she had to say.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah,
all right, well,
cool.
This is what I wanted. Right, I gotta put my anger aside because it's good. Yay,
look at us. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and put a little win check in our box there.
I am pitting out. Brooke's like, yeah, gonna need to check back in with him in a week or so.
I know.
Because they're like, did he just say yes because they're on the radio?
Right, I know.
Or is he really ready to get back?
I know. All right, so yeah, we will we'll check back in with Allie and Alan in, you know, a couple weeks. See how everything's going.
I have a stress headache.
All right, there you go. That is group therapy. Playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult, and let's introduce you to Tommy, calling us from PRP. Hi, Tommy.
Hi.
Tommy has got brown hair. She drives a Kia Soul, is a social worker, and has been married a lucky 13 years.
Look at that.
There you go. Tell us about the first date that you had with your husband.
We went and seen The Zookeeper.
You went to see The Zookeeper?
Yeah, the movie, Kevin James.
Oh,
my God.
Wait,
Kevin
hang on a
James
second.
Zookeeper.
So your marriage so far has survived the start of a Kevin James movie? You started there?
Oh, that's great.
That is funny. That, you know,
I love your first reaction was like, oh.
Well, the night can only get better.
That's fantastic.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about it because, Tommy, I think the first movie that my wife and I, when we were dating, actually saw for the first time in the theater, because I've already said, like, our first date was just a six-pack of beer down by the river, which is, you know, is what
romantic.
It is. Right. Romantic. But our first, like, date to go out to, like, a movie, you're never going to guess the movie we saw.
Oh.
It was Boogie Nights, and it was...
Boogie Nights!
And it was starring Mark Wahlberg.
And little Mark Wahlberg!
And it was, it was about the...
The
adult industry.
Yeah, no, we know what it's about. Oh.
So that was... I know that was.
I've never heard of it. So.
Again, it was like we survived that start, so all right, can only go up. All right, well, hey Tommy, Kelly's going to explain how little kid drunk adult works.
Oh, I think Tommy knows. You're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story occur in the person's life when they were a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right, here we go. First one.
I burnt my eyebrow off with a candle.
Oh.
Oh, ouchie.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to say little kid.
All right, you're going to say little kid. Kelly, what about you?
Yeah, I'm feeling little kid vibes on this, too.
All right, both of you say little kid.
Yeah. I was a drunk adult.
Oh, my gosh.
Burnt the eyebrow off with a candle.
Oh.
I didn't have any tweezers, and I was going on a date.
Hang on a second.
Oh, my gosh.
She didn't have any tweezers, and she was going on a date?
She went from no tweezers to burning it off with a candle?
I think she's trying to wax it.
Oh, no. Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
While I was getting ready, I decided to have several whiskey shots. And that's when I got the great idea to try to trim my eyebrows with a candle. And I ended up burning off my entire left eyebrow.
Oh my god!
No, it wasn't even the wax angle. She was just trying to burn the hair off. You know what? I can get precision if I just really aim it right.
Wow. Okay. Well, Tommy, you're 0 for 1.
DIY beauty hack. We're not gonna try.
Yeah. Got it. That's a good hack there. All right. Here we go. Little kid, drunk adult. Next one.
I ate an entire cake made out of sand.
Made out of sand?
Sand.
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 Okay. Why are we eating a sand cake? What do we think?
Either because he was drunk or he was a little kid.
Okay.
I'm going to hope little kid.
Little kid? All right.
Yeah, I feel like this is a little kid kind of thing or right. Dare or something.
All right, maybe. Both of you saying little kid again.
I was a little kid.
There
okay.
It is.
All right.
Yep. Little kid. You got it. You got it.
I was about 10 and we lived close to the beach. So one weekend I went down with a bucket and brought it back home, made this big cake. And when this girl I liked that lived down the street came over, I told her I wanted to show her something. I guess I thought it would impress her. Anyway, worst idea ever. She was grossed out. My mom was pissed. It was just bad all around.
I thought like, I
listen,
was going to impress her.
I'm going to eat this sand cake. Look at the sand cake. Doesn't it look delicious? I'll prove it's delicious.
I mean, the things that you'll do to impress another person, right, Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, he said he ate it all.
That is, like, I mean.
After the first bite, you got to be like, you know what? It's delicious. Are you sure you don't,
oh my God.
Are you sure really, you don't want another bite?
I'm a great sand chef.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, you got that one right. So you're one win, one loss. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I brushed my teeth with Bengay.
Oh. Oh, no.
Okay. Brush her what?
And brushed her teeth with Bengay.
Bengay.
Now, do you know what Bengay is? Bengay is that, like, ointment for sore muscles.
Yeah.
I'm a drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Right. Yeah, that's what I feel like, too.
All right, both...
Like, mistook it for, you know, toothpaste or something.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
There
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
you good were. Job. 2 out of 3. Well done.
My roommate was an athlete in college, and I came home drunk one night. We shared a bathroom, and completely out of it, I apparently grabbed her tube of Bengay instead of the toothpaste. And I didn't realize it till my mouth was on fire. Trust me. Don't try this at home.
All right. Trust me.
Okay. I'm just impressed that even drunk, she was concerned about her oral health.
No, that's
the
good.
Hygiene.
That's good. Yeah, for sure. I always, like, whenever I hear those stories of people mistaking tubes for, like, toothpaste and stuff like that, and I'm like, who does that? Who keeps tubes like that around their sink? And then the other day, I'm looking at my sink at home, and I'm going, okay, there's like 16 different tubes of something in and around the sink area.
None of which should be in your mouth?
Right, exactly. So it could be for skin care, could be for hair care, could be for, you know,
zit
whatever.
Cream.
Right,
don't brush your teeth with that.
Exactly. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. All right. Well, hey, Tommy, congratulations. You're a winner.
Yay! My friend's gonna be excited.
Oh, that's good. Doing it for him. Love it. So hang on the line another quick sec. We're gonna get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right,
thank
cool.
you.
Hang on. All right.
What a comeback. She slayed the game.
I know, she did. Well done. So we need more of those stories, though.
Yep, we need to fill up the well. So if you've got one you think would qualify for this little game, then send us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us the voice note of you telling that at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
In 30 seconds, I'll give you a complete range of emotion from hope to betrayal to panic to resolution. Okay.
Oh, wow. That sounds like quite the ride.
Yeah. The star of this audio are two sisters. All right. Valentia and Khaleesi. All right. Valentia appears to be the oldest. This is a TikTok that has over like 2.6 million views.
Do we know the ages?
I don't know. They're like 8 and 10, maybe.
Oh,
something
okay.
like that.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Khaleesi is the instigator, most likely the middle child. Camilla is the damsel in distress, probably the youngest of the three, closest in age to Khaleesi. And then there's an unnamed fourth child, never really specified. You don't really hear too much of her. You hear the threat of mom.
Oh.
So it's all about a haircut.
Oh.
Now, if you've had siblings, you know. Especially if you are the older or the younger, that there may have been a point in your life where you've attempted to cut the hair of the other sibling.
So this is an at-home haircut. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So it's this young girl whose sister cuts her bangs poorly.
Oh!
And then the older sister
no.
kind of swoops in to save the day, all right?
Okay.
Listen, this is also very dramatic because it was the day before picture day.
Oh,
and mom is not going to be happy. She's going to kill us, according to them.
Oh, no.
Listen to it all play out in 26 seconds.
I need the scissors. Luckily, I'm going to use my pimple patches that I got from the dollar. And then after that, I'm going to put just lotion on it.
Oh, gosh. Wait, is that the reaction?
Yes.
The screaming?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Daddy, she's coming here. Come here. If mom finds out, she's going to kill both of you.
Yeah, so that's the older one. Yeah, mom finds out she's going to kill both of you. Right? That's right.
Uh-oh.
And then she's like, here, hand me the scissors.
I'm going to set up to here, bro. I set up here.
And that way you have
a picture day. Okay, don't move a muscle.
All right, so then the older sister comes in with the scissors and is like,
I'm gonna handle this.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Those are cute.
Okay, great job.
The final cut in the end kind of reveals the new pretty cute look of the younger sister. So. We'll post up the video.
I need
so you
to
can
see
it
now. I need to see what the end product. Well, I need to see the whole transformation. Honestly, I need to see it all.
Oh, it's so great!
By the way, I will say this: I discovered that my daughter had cut her own hair in a couple of different places, and I'm all like, "Babe, no! First of all, no scissors in your room anymore." She's like, she just had some places she didn't like, so she cut it off. I'm like, no!
Yeah, I mean, you do what you got to do, right?
Uh-huh.
So anyways, if you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter, we posted it for you there on 99.7 DJX. At Ben and Kelly Show, great way to get a hold of us. Did Brett break the first rule of bro code? He sent us a DM.
Yep. So we got to help him figure it out. I really enjoy your show, Ben and Kelly. Honestly, never thought I would ever need to reach out to you all. So here's the deal. 2 years ago, one of my good friends went out with this girl twice.
Mm-hmm.
He liked her, but she didn't like him. So it ended there.
Mm.
So I knew who this girl was, but we had never met. When we did, we recognized each other and started talking.
Mm-hmm.
We really hit it off and have now gone on 4 dates and we're really clicking.
Okay.
On our last date, we ran into my friend and it was really awkward. After the date, I had a nasty voicemail from my friend telling me that I was disrespecting him.
Oh.
Am I a bad friend for dating this girl and violating bro code? Or is this girl fair game? Anyway, I didn't have a big friend group, so that's why I'm asking a radio show, LOL. Thanks, guys.
It sounds like time has passed. I say no, you're not.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 2 years. I would imagine, it would be way different if it was like 2 weeks or a couple of months.
I mean, even if it's 2 weeks, it's like I feel like it's on the friend who's getting angry at something he shouldn't. Like, it didn't work out, and obviously he's still pining for this girl. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been a big deal.
Yeah, after 2 years? Yikes. But, I mean, maybe, I don't know, should he have given him a heads up?
No, I don't think he even, like, it probably wasn't even something in Brett's mind that once they realized, like, their mutual connection,
yeah,
a.k.a. Brett's friend,
yeah,
then they were like, oh, okay, all right, cool. And so they started talking, and then they just got wrapped up in the moment. No, I don't think this is breaking any sort of bro code, especially if it's been 2 years.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are like, yeah, it's been 2 years. He needs to get over it. They went out twice. Dude needs to get a grip. If he was your friend, he'd be happy that you're happy. Now, Elizabeth Ann says, because he liked her, you are going against friendship code. Or, who cares? Love is rare. And you get older. Friendships become less of a priority at this point. After 4 dates, follow your heart. And also, who leaves a voicemail in 2023?
I know. Like Bethany wrote to us, too, and said, first off, they only went on 2 days. Second off, who leaves voicemails anymore?
Yeah. Well, there you go.
You know what? I do. And I think it's funny because I have friends that are like, don't ever leave me a voicemail. Just text me. I'm never going
to
listen to it. I'm just going to delete it. I see that you've called. I don't need to. But see,
Know what you said. I'm not listening.
Right. But my point is, if I call and I don't leave a voicemail, then obviously it wasn't that important. And so if someone calls me and I like hit the ignore button or I just let it go to voicemail and they don't leave a voicemail, then that's it. I'm like,
then you're not getting back with them?
No, I'm not getting back with them.
You're not like, I saw that you called. Did you need something?
Nope. Nope. Obviously, it wasn't that important.
All right. Gosh, this is a fun little tangent.
Does that make me like
voicemail etiquette?
I know. I don't know. But more to the point, Brett. No, I don't think you're breaking any bro code. Your buddy's gonna get over it. He's going to get over it because especially if you guys are clicking and vibing. And if it doesn't work out between you and this girl, I'm sorry, but then you and he will have something in common that you can talk about.
Oh, okay. Jesse said if he was your friend, why didn't he deserve a conversation before the 4th date? So there are a couple of people that think he should have given him a heads up. But again, it's been two years.
Yeah, what is the...
Brett was probably just thinking, it's been a couple of years. He probably doesn't even remember it.
Yeah.
Like, it was 2 dates.
Right.
Yeah, he liked her, but he's probably like way over it by now. So I probably don't need to say anything. And now he's only learning that, I probably should have said something because he's still like upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I think he's fine.
Brett, I think you're fine too. And I think that your buddy will get over it. And if he doesn't, then, maybe you guys weren't that as close as you thought.
Yeah, Lindsay said he's only upset because she rejected him. Most guys wouldn't care about something that never really turned into anything anyway. He's salty. If he's your friend and he wants to see you happy, then he's going to be happy for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, Brett, good luck. And hopefully it continues with your girl. And I'm glad that even though you don't have a very big friend group, know that we're your friends and you can come to us anytime, buddy.
I will say this. My sister married the other guy. So she went out on like a date or two. And that is how she ended up meeting her husband, because he was a friend of the guy that she went out with.
Ah, see, there you go.
And she ended up liking, you know, her husband a lot more, and it was fine. So, I mean, this could be his lady, the one.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Brett. That's our ruling on this case. Keep us posted on that. You know, sometimes when you think you've found love, you got to try to grab onto it and hold on tight, because it can be fleeting.
And they can be driving right past you.
Yes, it can. And sometimes when you have these moments and you don't get a name or number, you got to go to Missed Connections. This is where Kelly and I come in and we find them and we reenact them for you.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. May I?
Yes, you may.
Ladies first.
Okay.
Woman for man, you and the Dodge Neon with racing stripes and hydraulics.
Okay.
Little Fast and Furious, right?
Yeah.
You, sir, have stolen my heart. I mean, it's not every day that you see a slamming ride like a Dodge Neon all souped up with a racing stripe and everything. Okay. That little picture of Calvin peeing on the Chevy logo really gave me chills. I've seen that.
Yeah, that's me too.
Right? Okay. I think he even had those hubcaps to keep spinning when the car stops. So cool. So me, a girl alone on a Saturday night walking home, and you pimping in your ride with your crooked visors to think you gave me the time of day.
Aww.
You shouted out the window to me. I thought I was hearing things at first. What? This hottie? Yelling at me? Hey! You shouted.
What a line.
I mean, maybe I had toilet paper stuck to my shoe. I checked. Nice butt, baby!
The true poet.
Yeah, I blushed. You really were checking me out. But by the time I figured it out, you were already bobbing down the street. Your neon-lit license plate speeding out of sight.
Neon-lit license plate.
The last I heard was the faint cry, "What's your number?"
No, he didn't Dang stop it. To actually get it.
I know. How I wish I'd had enough sense to run after you. I can't believe my luck. A blonde walking down the street alone, seduced by you. I just hope I can find you somehow. Please let me know the color of your car so I know it's you.
Wow. I don't know if she's like tongue-in-cheek saying this to this person
sure.
Or if she's really trying to reach out to them.
Not entirely sure if this is sarcasm or if she really thought it was cute.
All right, it's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This is Man for Woman titled Wendy's Toilet Clogger.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right. It says, hey there, good looking. Oh. I'm looking for the girl who clogged the Wendy's toilet the other day.
Come on now. Wait a second. How does he know she clogged the toilet?
I was your knight in shining armor. The janitor with a plunger.
Got it. Got it. That's how he knows. Oh, gosh.
Who came in and rescued you.
No. Oh, no.
I could tell you were embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I'm here to say it happens. And we've all done it.
Great.
I don't want you to get the wrong impression when you were trying to explain what happened and I shh you. I imagine he's got his, like, janitor's glove on. He, like, pushes. Shh. Don't talk. Don't talk. I just wanted to let you know that the toilet wasn't the only thing that clogged that day.
What?
You also clogged my brain. With sweet, constant thoughts of you.
Oh, wow. She must have been really hot.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You've left a stain on my heart.
Shut up. Stop it. Stop.
That no amount of bleach can clean.
You left a stain on my heart? That's a new one. That is a new one.
This may sound weird, but I saved a piece of toilet paper that came back up.
What?
I have,
like, used toilet paper?
I have carried it around in my wallet since then.
No, you did not. No, we don't. No, we don't have used toilet paper in our wallet. No, we don't.
Please let me know if you've been thinking about me, too.
She hasn't. She has not. She's and probably never going back to that Wendy's. No, she's not.
We can go out on a proper date.
Oh,
my treat.
Gee, well, Winnie goes to pay for dinner, and he pulls out, money from the wallet, like, with the used toilet paper in it. Are you kidding me?
So whether he rides by on some spinners with a neon license plate,
saying, nice butt, baby!
Or whether he is your knight in shining armor with plunger in hand.
No.
It can only be one thing, and that is...
Craigslist missed connection. You left a stain on my heart.
Exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
All right, good morning, Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Set at the bar time. Kelly, these are...
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, so Igor just wanted to have a little fun with him and his pet. Didn't realize it was going to be a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without taking your snake surfing, you're doing okay.
Oh, why are we taking a snake surfing? I'm guessing the snake is probably not the best surfer.
Well, Igor is an Australian surfer. He decided, you know what? My python wants to surf with me.
Okay.
Of course, the python can't audibly answer Igor when he asks him, so maybe he's just assuming.
Maybe it was just like, you know what, I'm going to take that as a yes. Let's go!
So, yeah, so he's kind of like a social media influencer there in Australia. And so once his post kind of showed this happening, that's when he got in trouble. Because the officials, upon seeing this, fined him about $1,500.
Oh.
And just saying, you know, basically this reptile not supposed to leave its habitat unless it's going to the vet or an authorized display. And basically they're saying, look, the python would have died. The water is extremely cold, and only snakes that should be in the ocean are sea snakes. So,
well, yes, and plus it can't hold on to a surfboard very well, right?
Yeah.
Probably can't breathe well
here's
if water is splashing it in the face as he's surfing.
Igor probably saw other surfing animals on that coast of Australia, like the duck, then pork chop, the bulldog, and thought, you know what? My snake needs to be a part of this.
Why not my snake?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay, except for those animals had little legs they could doggy paddle if they fell off into the ocean.
And it's a duck.
Right. Well, yes. Ducks have experience
right,
with water.
They have experience with water, right.
Yes.
All right, so again, there's your set of the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Harry Styles, 99.7 DJX from the band One Direction. Speaking of One Direction, there is a Louis Tomlinson documentary coming to Paramount Plus. So... that'll be kind of fun. October 4th, you can see that. In other boy band news.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, everybody's all up in arms about the NSYNC, quote, reunion with the release of Trolls, the soundtrack.
Yes, and by the way, they were supposed to perform that at the VMAs. Because we were all like, why are you just standing there? Why are you not performing your new song? It was because of the writer's strike.
Oh.
That threw a whole wrench into it because then that could be seen as promoting the film. They're not allowed to promote the film or the song.
So you may remember a band by the name of 98 Degrees.
I do remember them.
Nick Lachey was probably their Justin Timberlake.
Sure, he's the front man.
Right. So they're on their 25th anniversary tour. You wouldn't even know it because anyone within earshot is all talking about NSYNC.
Oh, dang it.
And
they're in the shadows once again.
And so in an interview, Nick Lachey said Justin Timberlake and company stole their thunder.
Oh, gosh.
Now, he was kidding. But he and his brother Drew added, when one succeeds, we all succeed because we're all kind of like us, you know, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
It's a brotherhood.
Yeah, we're all clumped into the same kind of pile there. So if one is elevated, it elevates everyone.
That is true. It just keeps the boy band genre alive.
Yeah, and they're like, you like can it. Put dinner on our tables by helping support us. But I thought it was kind of funny where it's like, yeah, 98 Degrees is on a 25th anniversary tour, but no one knows because all anyone can talk about is NSYNC.
I got to be honest, I am today years either. Old when I learned that.
I know, exactly.
Are they coming anywhere nearby? I mean, they have to be in Cincinnati Kelly, at the least. Think, Two of the brothers are from there.
I know. Do you think I actually looked that up?
No, you didn't.
No, of course not. Why would I have looked that
I
up?
I will do it.
All right, thank you.
98 Degrees.
Are we sitting
performing.
Here?
Yes, you are. You're going to wait.
While in you Louisville, are Googling.
Kentucky. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Louisville Palace. Is that happening? Is it? Hang on.
Do you know how to Google? Do you know how to read searches? Google searches?
Hang on. Oh, wait a second. No.
Okay. All right, so there's your answer. All
right. I'm going to find out, though.
So there's the big beef between NSYNC and 98 Degrees, which really isn't one. On 99.7 DJX. Will you go stop playing? 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You should probably spend a little bit of time listening to our group therapy this morning because we were talking to Allie on the phone and she was worried about the break that the self-inflicted break that she was on with.
Yeah, she needed a little pause in their mm-hmm. relationship, but then she decided she wants the pause to be over. But she was a little concerned that maybe her boyfriend was enjoying the pause.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't want to give too much away, but we wound up actually getting him on the phone, too. So you can hear all of that at WDJX.com. Click on listen.
Yes, it was awkward, but I feel like yes. It ended well.
Okay, well, Kelly's given a little bit away then.
It ended well. You got to hear it, though, because it was like six ways of awkward.
Yeah, there was a lot of awkward. But yeah, there's a bunch of other stuff you can get up on the website there. We do have an update from a Set of the Bar story we gave you yesterday. And it involves a guy by the name of, was it Leonard? Randolph. Randolph had an account of that missing F-35 fighter jet. Do you remember?
I do remember, and I feel as though Randolph needs to forever live in our button library.
Well, Randolph said this.
I was in the bathroom taking a shave.
Yeah, he was in the bathroom taking a shave.
Every time he said, I was like, I thought he was going to say something other than shave.
Shave.
Yeah.
And I heard a screeching, between a screech and a whistle.
Yeah, so he heard this jet, this pilotless jet at this moment.
But what does that sound like?
Fly over his house. And if you had the same thought we did,
yeah, Randolph remix.
It is the I Knew You Were Trouble Randolph remix version.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
see how well they piece together. Yeah, so there you go. You can.
that's great. Randolph is going to be in our library for. You never know when we're going to need Randolph to participate in the show.
No, you're right. You're right. You just don't know when we're going to need someone to. There's a little.
What was that?
A little growl at the end
what
there.
What was that?
I know.
What in the world is this?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.